Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. So excited to be broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is the largest technology showcase in Georgia. And right now with me is Ken Meyer. He's the event co-chair and TAG board member, as well as the chief information and experience officer at Truist. Welcome, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well. First, I'd like to talk about your kind of vision of the day. How do you see the day playing out?
Well, today is an amazing day in general. It's always amazing to see who is actually coming to these events, and the talent that we have in the state of Georgia is just phenomenal. So we've got amazing technologists, innovators, business folks, and alike, just kind of all coming to the Georgia World Congress Center to learn about new capabilities, new innovative ideas and thinking. And it's just a really great event. We feel like in the state of Georgia, we have some of the best, if not the best in the country, innovators and technology folks here today.
Now, what makes Georgia unique in terms of having such diversity of different niches of technology firms? You know, there's a lot of states in this country that would drool over the variety of technology kind of clusters that we've been able to cobble together.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, we've heard of Atlanta, specifically in the state of Georgia, being kind of known as the Silicon Valley of the East Coast, if you would. And when you really think about it, it's about the broader ecosystem. So there's some fantastic large companies that have set up shop, obviously, in the state of Georgia across many different industries. But the entire education ecosystem that surrounds the city of Atlanta, and as you extend to different parts of Georgia, that's what's really made it really fascinating to see. So you've got some great universities. You've got really good, strong talent. People want to live in the state of Georgia. And so when you put all of that together, you have nothing but opportunity when it comes to innovate across multiple industries. And we've really taken off.
Now, is there anything that you're seeing, if you look in your crystal ball ahead? I know we do really well with supply chain. I know we do really well with fintech and healthcare IT. Are there any other kind of things burgeoning in the technology world?
I would tell you, just based on some of my work that I do with some other organizations in addition to TAG, I think the agriculture space is an area that a lot of people don't think about from a technology and innovation perspective, but you'd be surprised how many really talented people are really looking at the agriculture side of the industry landscape, if you would, and really putting today's technology to work just like they have in supply chain and consumer goods and finance and all those other types of industries.
And Georgia is well suited for that. I mean, we have 100%. A long history in agriculture. So when you combine those two things,
it's a powerful combination.
It really kind of opens some doors in ways that we probably haven't even thought about.
It's really fascinating to watch some of these startups and others that are coming through the space and really trailblazing, you know, new technologies and capabilities for these companies.
Now, why was it important for Truist to have you kind of take a leadership role with TAG?
Well, so our purpose at Truist is to build better lives and communities, and we believe that we should be a part of our community regardless of what role you play at the bank. It's not just about working in the front lines with clients every day, even though that's ultimately the experiences that we bring to bear. But as a technologist and a leader in the bank, we want to make sure that we're leading on all fronts. And we think that bringing folks together in events like this is a great opportunity to showcase our commitment to the community, but also our commitment to technology and innovation as we continue to help move finance forward.
Now, with all the talk of AI, how are you seeing that play out? Is Georgia taking a leadership role in that space as well?
Yeah, I think when you look, I don't know that there's a company here today that would say that they're not interested in how AI could help, could move their business forward. Or really disrupt the way in which clients interact with their products or services. So I think that across the board, AI nothing has changed more rapidly than AI even within the last year. So I think everyone is embracing it, and there's a lot of experiment going on right now in hopefully a nice safe way so the robots don't take over at some point.
Now, are you seeing AI as this huge disruptive wave like that there has been, you know, historically? You know, you've been in the technology for a minute or two. You know, is this kind of a fad in your mind, or is this kind of a real wave that we should be really leaning into?
I think the concept of AI has been around for a long time, right? So it's just new use cases, new technology. Technology is always going to continue to evolve. And that's really where we are today. So before there was ChatGP, there were, you know, all the chatbots, and there was the Watsons of the world and things like that.
This seems like a faster, bigger leap.
Well, it's no different than when we move from data center on-premise infrastructure to cloud computing technology, right? And now everyone's trying to figure out what quantum computing technology is going to be. So I look at it as just the continued progression of really smart people that are leveraging today's technology today.
And the technology is so powerful, it's just accelerating everything.
Yeah, I mean, what you have in your phone right now is like 100 times stronger than something that you had in, you know, in your house as a PC in 2000.
Right, and that took people to the moon at one point.
That's right.
That would be buildings of technology where now it's in your hand.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So for people who want to learn more about TAG, get involved with TAG, what is kind of the ideal TAG member in your mind?
Well, I think it's just about engagement, right? And it's about wanting to give back to the community. It's about wanting to be involved in a lot of different things. There's a lot of different programs that TAG leverages, from an education perspective to early leaders and development of early leaders in this industry to board seats, right? I mean, if you want to get involved, there is a spot for you. And if you really want to donate your time, and your mind and your generosity and all of that, then there's a spot for you to help TAG continue to kind of move forward as a
where you are in your career.
100%.
Right? Like, so if you're even a young person that's in school, there's a place for you.
Frankly, that we do so much with early education folks as well. I mean, if you're a young person in school, you should get to know TAG right now, because there's no better way to find an opportunity than to network and get to know the folks that are out here.
So if people want to learn more about TAG, what's the best way to get a hold of the TAG folks?
Website, but I think Larry Williams is literally everywhere. Larry will take your call anytime. He will meet you for breakfast. He will do whatever it takes to make this a success. So
he nudged you into this leadership seat?
Larry just asks, and I keep saying, you know, I don't know that I'm going to do it. And then when Larry asks, you just say yes. It's hard to tell Larry.
It saves a lot of time.
No. It does.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of this today. It's a great event. It's brimming with people here, and it's so excited to see TAG evolve and really help catapult Georgia forward.
Thanks for being here.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a few at Georgia Technology Summit 2023.